Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sales at GabRadioNetwork.com. That's sales at Gab.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Chris Bishop. Chris, you've got a new partnership I'd like for you to tell us about.
I do, yes. I've been working with actually the gentleman who introduced me to you, Jim, so I'm forever in his debt. Brian Matamore, who's the chief idea guy at Growth Engine, which is an innovation company. He's, as you know, he helps companies ideate using tools like wargaming and semantic ideation to define new products and services. Brilliant guy.
Right.
Very creative. So he and I have put together a series of workshops designed to help people think about how to succeed at jobs that don't exist, which is my thing, right? My improvisingcareers.com. We'll plug for my website.
Right.
And you can reach me at chris@improvisingcareers.com.
All right.
We just did our first session at the University of Bridgeport up the road from me here in Connecticut. And it was great. We did it to a bunch of people in a business class.
Huh.
And talking about sort of the historical cultural perspective on work writ large, and jobs, right? And then some exercises around how to think about the way economies change and markets change and job opportunities change and morph and evolve. And,
it's going to be, folks, we're coming into a time where, I mean, talk about living the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. There's going to be, and you know, one of the things I've been talking to my audience, I've been saying to them for a long time now, Chris, is one of my little sayings is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And every year, every year, that's that little saying that I came up with a long time ago seems to become more important.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I want to move back over to the event that you went to, and I want to bring up a little politics because you pointed something out, and I wanted to open this up a little bit. You said one of the things they talked about, one of the focus areas of one of the three, was what was called governance gaps under Trump.
Yeah.
Not governance gaps under the federal government, but under Trump. What were they saying?
Well, I think they were.
Was their petticoat showing a little bit?
Women are pretty, you know, for want of a appropriate qualifier, they're pretty confident and leading edge, and they don't mince words, right? So, they're also realists. You know, here we are. This is where we are. This is where we sit now. So, I think they're.
Well, what do they say about governance under Trump? Why is that? I mean, the man's just been. He's just been president for 6 months. How do they know already?
Well, I think they're thinking about sort of his attitude towards science, right? The whole science march that happened in D.C. and all over the world.
You mean because he pulled us out of the Paris Accords?
Well, there's that for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like his
attitude. I congratulated him on, by the way. I want to go on record saying that. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. That he, you know, that he's not as focused on science, funding science and research writ large, and AI sort of falls under the umbrella of that.
Okay, well, that's a fair shot. If they know that he's backed off, he's taking a shot, he's disrespecting or not appreciating the importance of funding science. If they see that he's made some decision about that looks detrimental to them, that's a fair shot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what they were saying more than any specific policy around AI or, you know, deep learning. But it's just, you know, I don't think he has a particularly, except for Peter Thiel, his relationship with Silicon Valley is probably could be cast as adversarial or that they have different perspectives around.
Well, but of course, Silicon Valley is pretty far left to the left, too.
Pretty far left, for sure. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people who don't, and I'm not trying to defend Trump. There's a lot of people who are predisposed to be against him just on his face.
Just on
his policy. Party.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I thought that
was interesting that they would bring that up. But if they have some evidence where he is not paying attention to science, well, you know, I'll smoke him for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he I mean, climate change, this is my personal opinion, climate change is real, and he continues to disavow it, and I think that's...
I don't think he disavows it. I think he just thinks if the country is going to be drawn into a policy, it needs to be something that makes sense for our country.
Yeah, which I think it does. I mean, the rest of the world agrees that this, scientists agree that this is happening.
Well, a lot of people don't disagree with that, and I'm one of them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, duly noted.
You and I'll have to have a debate about that one day.
We will.
Yeah, I'm serious. We'll have to talk about that because that's a very important... This is a topic I've been talking about for a long time.
I'll send you pictures and you can tell me what you think of the receding ice cap.
And I'll send you mine.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Good job today. I need a website again, please.
ImprovisingCareers.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad we found Chris Bishop. He's going to continue to be a great resource for us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I've got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.